This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jazzy as shit, dude.
We are riding top down up the PCH, not a care in the world.
Ariel, what'd you think?
That was the cutest theme song I've ever heard in my life.
That was written by somebody named Amir, but he spells it differently. He spells it A-M-E-R.
Ugh, what a dick.
Which is what most people think I spell my name as. But I'm honored to be named as a fellow Amir with such a talented guy who... makes me feel like I'm a little bit a musician too, because if one Amir did it,
because of that,
yeah, because that, and then it's
introduce
like
our guest. We have a guest on the show. You spent the first.
Do you think I'm a good musician?
You just launched you're a musician.
I think I am.
No one even knows who Ariel is right now.
I could be anyone for all they know.
Well, if you don't know,
now you know.
Hell
they still
yeah.
Don't.
Oh, they still don't. Ariel,
introduce me.
Comedian. What? Was that a good all-encompassing term? Comedian?
I guess.
Would you say writer? Would you say actor? Would you say...
I'm a human being.
That's beautiful.
I'm a multi-hyphenate.
Yeah, I'm
human
a multi-hyphenate
starts with human.
Human hyphen.
That's being.
It's hyphen.
Comedy being. No, I like comedy, but I'm an actress and I will do other things besides comedy.
That's true.
But I mostly...
You're a performer.
I'm a performer.
Yeah. We met just last week or perhaps a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when we were on your Snapchat.
Yeah. Snapchat hangs, and Jake and Amir were my favorite guests.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. She said it.
Yeah.
And not just because she's on her show.
Yes.
Well.
You were.
Well, what?
Well, your snap,
let's peek behind that door.
Your snap hang was so popular, we have like thousands of more people following us on Snapchat now.
That's so exciting.
You're an influencer. You influence people.
I am an influencer, Amir.
Does it feel that way? Do you feel powerful?
Sometimes.
When you Snapchat something, does it feel like two Rose Bowls filled with humans are watching it?
I never thought of it like that.
That's really amazing.
What
a nice visual.
I'm like Snapchat's Beyonce.
That is your Instagram bio, which has 14 followers. So very much not a Beyonce in that regard.
Damn it.
Does Beyonce have Snapchat?
She doesn't have Snapchat, but I just went to her Instagram for the first time. She has 83 million followers.
Dear
it's actually
God.
Not bad. How many Rose Bowls is that?
Did you say not bad?
Well, cause
that's
I don't...
not bad.
that's 830 Rose Bowls.
Well, how many do I have?
Because
I
have. You have.
I'm wondering
half,
if
less than half of one Rose Bowl.
Less than half of a
one
Beyonce.
Rose Bowl. Yeah. No.
She has.
You have less than 1%.
I haven't looked at my followers.
You
in
have
a long
roughly
time.
1/2 of 1% of Beyonce's.
I haven't
followers.
Checked in
wow.
on my followers. In a
I have.
Time, so.
I've seen it.
Wait, how many does the Rose Bowl hold?
I would say roughly 100,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I just saw Coldplay at the Rose Bowl.
How was that?
So good.
Ariella, we should say, is our music reviewer. So, concert.
Two-word
so
reviews.
Good.
Yeah.
It's always so good or so bad.
Can you? Does it feel like a concert when you're there with 100,000 other people, or the people are so small? Like, are you listening? Does it? Is it music, or is it a concert? What does it feel like?
It's exactly what a concert feels like.
It's a concert,
but you're so far away.
What?
If you're at the Rose Bowl,
have you ever been to a concert?
No, not a concert specifically, but I've done a live podcast.
Oh, it's different.
Does it feel less intimate, or does it feel like you're there with just 1,000
people? You've never been
to
a concert. Shut up.
Not of that great magnitude.
Are you lying?
No.
You've the biggest concert like, you've ever been to Bowl? Was like...
The Hollywood Bowl is one thing. The Rose Bowl is 100 times the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, for real? I don't... Oh.
So maybe it does feel like not 100 times.
Hollywood Bowl is more... You think Hollywood Bowl is only 1,000 people?
How much is it?
It's like 30,000 people.
Yeah. It feels like it's way more than that.
Yeah, I think it's look like it up. 30,000?
30,000 people?
You have a computer on your lap.
Yeah.
This is a dummy
I'm
computer.
I'm going to guess, too. Hollywood Bowl, 16,000.
Ooh, so right in between the two.
Oh.
That's an estimated guess.
Yeah.
17,500.
You win!
And Rose Bowl? Let's go 88,000.
Whoa.
I'm going 150,000.
This is a really fun podcast game show.
Especially because my computer's off. I'm just guessing. capacity for the Rose Bowl, 106,000.
Hot damn.
Yeah. I feel like we could sell it out.
If you just heard that, I just slapped him in the face.
You just slapped the microphone.
It was not a high five. It was a no five.
So beyond just guessing stadium capacities, this is a advice podcast, Ariel. You see, Jake and I get emails from all around the world for people who are seeking our guidance, our wisdom. We do our best to dispense it. Sometimes it's just us two. Sometimes we have a new friend in the house. And today...
He called me a friend.
We have... Oh, we sorry. I was talking house. To Jake, oh. A friend. Yeah. And today we have a coworker. No, we have Ariel Vandenberg?
Ariel Vandenberg.
Vandenberg.
Yeah.
That's a very regal name. Yeah.
AV. AV is great initials.
I'm like a straight up princess.
Nice.
Royalty up in here.
You should
want to know my middle
Queen
name?
Bay. Oh.
It's Saint Cyr.
That's not
what?
True,
Ariel
is it?
Saint Cyr Vandenberg.
Ariel... Saint, oh, you know what?
Words?
According to Wikipedia, that's correct.
Yeah.
Ariel Saint Cyr.
How do you spell Cyr? S-E-A-R?
It's S-T period C-Y-R.
What is that? Is that your mom's maiden name?
It's my grandma's maiden name. My great-grandma's maiden name.
Ariel Saint Cyr Van... You sound like a duchess or something.
I'm crushing it in the castles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've heard that.
I, too, am crushing it in castles. I just have no way to back that up. So do you think you can help us out? I'll read some questions.
Yes.
And we'll talk wise. We'll crack wise. We'll discuss answers.
I'm literally dying to do this right
really?
Now. Really? All I want to do is answer questions.
Okay. So
let's
this is perfect.
Fucking get started, baby.
Yes.
So baby. These are real emails from real people. We do want to give them fake names just to preserve their anonymity. So if you can give us a fake female name... that I can call this person.
Pat Jessic.
Pat Jessic.
Yeah.
That is
what does
yeah,
Pat
sexually
Jessic
ambiguous.
Wanna know?
I'll tell you what she wants to know.
Pat Jessic. Patricia? Or is it is it short
it's just,
for Pat? It's Pat. It's, enough questions.
It's Pat. Let's hear it.
My problem is this. My roommate and good friend cheated on her boyfriend, but refuses to tell him. I am having a really hard time with this because it has happened to me on the receiving end, and it's also the reason my parents split up. The shit goes deep. I've known this girl for almost 10 years, and I think she's otherwise a pretty decent human. I really don't know how to be friends with her while fundamentally disagreeing with her morals. What should I do? Do I continue being her lifelong pal and just shove this seething anger I have at her down? Or do I end this friendship on the same basis I would end a relationship? Toda and shalom. Love, Pat Jessic. So this is how nice this lady is. She's not even talking about someone who cheated on her. She's talking about a friend of hers that cheated on somebody else. And she feels so morally torn that she can perhaps not even be friends with her friend anymore.
Well, I wish I knew the other side of it.
Like the guy's side?
No, the friend's side.
The friend's side.
Meaning?
Is it like an illicit affair or is it a drunken hookup that's like, hey, this
because
only happened one time and it's never going to happen again. And you know me. I'm not a cheater.
But
this seems like a one-time thing. Friend cheated on her boyfriend and refuses to tell him. What do you think?
Well, if that's the case,
let's call it a one-time thing. Have you ever been so broken up about a cheating that you were ready to like get rid of a friend over it? Has that ever happened?
Part of? Yeah.
No. What?
No, it's never. Yeah, has that ever happened to anybody you know about? Like, oh, my friend won't hang out with me because I cheated on somebody else?
Well, I don't. It's not like I go around wanting, like, seeking cheaters as friends. But, like, if a friend cheated, I wouldn't be like, you're not my friend anymore. I would just be like, dude, that sucks. Like, don't do that.
Right. Yeah. How bad would something happen? Would I have to do something for you to not be friends with me anymore?
Yeah. If you had a girlfriend,
I'm asking you.
Okay. Yeah.
Physically abusing a child?
Sure. Yeah. 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 That's
shaking a baby out of anger or rage, not necessarily on purpose.
I would say any child abuse.
A kid on the playground.
Of course.
Any child abuse, of course.
A vehicular. Kid on the playground shook you recently?
A baby shook you as vindication for what adults have been doing? And a nanny told on you.
You started shaking the baby. The police come up like, he started it.
He fucking shook me. This is so stupid. This baby should be under arrest. It's the dancing baby from Ally McBeal. Remember him?
Because you don't want to hear my side, huh?
His body was weird.
You want to feel old? That baby is 17.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka.
What was the dance move?
Was it from that show, or was that like a meme that existed?
No, it was
that
from
show.
That show. The CGI was so bad. CGI was awful.
I feel like he was pretty advanced. That baby
for the time
real.
For like 1996.
For the time, it looked that baby was like legit.
It looked like a computer background.
So Ally McBeal started that.
I think it was. I think because wasn't it about like her? She didn't know if it, that was like her. What is it? Fertility teasing her. Like now's the time.
Oh, is that what it
baby.
Was?
I mean, I was like 13 when that show was on, so I'm not
haunting her.
That's what I think. That's what I think as a 31-year-old now, looking back.
Yeah,
I don't know if the writers did that. But
I think Ally McBeal started off as a show that she would see her visions, but that they sort of abandoned that conceit after season one. This is also an Ally McBeal podcast, so feel free to wax about the.
We should really watch Ally McBeal if we're gonna have the Ally McBeal podcast.
Yes.
An Ally McMeal. So we'll eat food and watch Ally McBeal, and then the podcast is.
Oh my god!
This is a great idea.
We get McMeals.
That's good. Yeah.
Fish fillet.
A McPick too.
Ally McMeals.
Do you like fish fillets?
Ew.
Yeah, right?
Never.
It's totally bipolar. Like, people are like, I can't possibly ever eat one. Or like, I grew up on that shit.
Well, I like had them when I was little, but
oh, you did eat them.
Never have it as an adult.
Interesting.
We had one recently on the podcast. Or not after on the podcast. Right after the podcast, we went and got fish fillets.
And then did you die?
Yeah, we're both dead. I don't think the girl who emailed this question is just sitting like listening to this podcast be like, okay.
She's like, what do I fucking do?
Get
I
me guess out.
I'm going to McDonald's now, but that's some sort of subliminal advertising that I hope you guys are getting paid for.
I don't think you can cut off friends that have ever cheated on anybody. Like, that would eliminate a lot of people. I would lose a lot of friends that way.
Me included.
For example. But then again, it's like this thing that she's like, I don't know. Maybe she is being a little too overdramatic about it.
Well, I think as
no,
a
Jake,
girl,
what do you think?
All right, cool.
Oh,
so
my as a girl,
I think she's being a bitch.
Wow.
Let me mansplain something.
All right. Ding the gong. This is the show you're on now.
This is the man show.
The bitch dong.
Toilet flush.
First of all, bitch dong.
Thank you.
She needs to cook me a sandwich.
She needs to cut it.
Cook your own damn sandwich.
Lock the door.
Cook my sandwich.
I don't understand how sandwiches are made.
A sandwich coming out of the oven. It's
better
cold
be a panini.
Bologna.
Such a man. Cook my sandwiches, woman.
Come on, right, cook sorry. Them. All right,
it's
for
fine.
Real.
Okay,
no,
but
seriously.
For real.
As a woman.
Do you guys have any sandwiches?
Thank you.
As a woman, as a, being a girl.
Yeah.
And knowing other, like having a, I've been friends with someone who's cheated on someone before.
Sure.
And we talked about it. And I was actually, I mean, probably one of the only people she ever told. Now I'm telling everyone. But,
oh, you can name names,
outing
by
her.
The way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just...
Her name's Pat. No. No, so it wasn't like... She was just like, this happened, and I feel really bad about it, and it will never happen again, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. And she's still with her boyfriend.
And he doesn't know?
Actually, he might know.
Yeah. He knows. Because he knows, he knows.
It's totally fine. And they're like the best freaking couple on earth.
Oh, they're over it.
Oh, they're so over it. I think you just, I don't know.
Oh, that's, I kind of, I like that advice because it's one thing if this girl is like, I think you did. It's like, it's a case by case basis and like your friend comes first, right? So if your friend cheats on somebody, the thing to do is talk to her and get at the root of like why it happened. It's like, are you happy in your relationship or was that like
exactly
a mistake? Like, what's the best for your friend?
If she's like hooking up with a bunch of random dudes, then that's obviously just like, why are you friends with a person that can be that
right?
Messed
then it's
up.
Sort of grounds for then like not weird. Being friends with, yes. with somebody because like she has very destructive behavior. Yeah, and that's not necessarily.
And she
great.
Might cheat on you as a friend.
Is that possible? Like she'll go to dinner with somebody else. Yeah. You wouldn't do that to me, would you?
I never. But you hooked up with somebody last week.
That's fine.
That was cheating on me because you got brunch in the morning. Brunch is something we do.
We had an acai bowl. Oh.
Poor.
Poor.
I feel like we're not helping Pat.
I think you got to talk to your friend. I feel like these past cheatings, like past you know cheating. your parents
Peatings.
Splitting up and somebody cheating on you is coloring this experience.
But it's
totally,
also case to case.
Yes, it's
very case to case because if it's a good person and she just messed up, you leave her alone.
That's why they call me gray area Hurwitz.
Yeah.
Because there's always a gray area.
Oh, agraria.
Is that your mom's maiden
name? They call
me
middle ground Hurwitz. Yeah, yeah.
Jake St. Cyr Graria Hurwitz Penn Cooper.
Graria.
Your middle name's Graria?
Yeah.
Oh, agraria.
Now you can understand why my mom was so eager to marry out of that name. She was even down to take a guy named Hurwitz.
Yeah, which we all know is the worst last name.
Aww.
Easy does it.
Choking.
Yeah.
It got really quiet.
Just settled down.
I'm totally settled. I was just doing a bit.
We'll try to settle a little further. Cause
I'm pretty settled. I don't know. What?
Your middle name's fucking Shmuel.
Oh, that's quite enough.
Little asshole.
Shmuel?
Shmuel, yeah.
Shmuel.
That's right.
Shmuel.
Mm-hmm.
Shmuel Graria.
Oh my God, what a name.
I think
true.
We answered that question. Talk to your friends. It's not necessarily...
Be there for your friend. Maybe she needs help.
That's fucking right. What happened is a bad thing that happened to your friend as well. Not just you.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe she like... She doesn't know what to do right now. Just work it out. Talk. Yeah, straight up just talk to her.
You know what Drake says? Strength and guidance. All that I need or all that I'm wishing for my friends.
Yeah. Strength and guidance.
As soon as you see my text, reply me. That's a little demanding.
I know.
As soon as you see it,
needy.
Fuck for free.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's fucking dope.
I'm so good.
I guess so. Yeah.
This shit's so good that I should not have to fuck. That makes me want to fuck Drake.
I heard Drake makes all of his ladies' side pieces put read receipts on their iPhones so that he knows when they're checking.
That does sound like something Drake would
do. Yeah, that way you have to read it.
I do that.
The reply as soon as you read the text. Do you have read receipts on?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But do you ask people to turn theirs on?
Hell yeah.
If you want to be my lover,
you better turn your own receipts. I can't.
I want a receipt.
I want a receipt. It's not working out.
Ready, red, ah.
Ready, red, ah.
You should have it. You should call it joining the AV club. Anybody who's your friend.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I'm so down. I want to like reposition myself. I'm sweating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gets hot in here.
A little hot. These questions are not for the cool-minded, I'll tell you that much. But let's get to one more. Do you have another female name?
Of course I do.
It's that easy.
Yeah, it's Sean Lemons.
All of your female names could be like...
are practically guy names. And then also the name of a fruit.
They go both ways.
Sean Lemons. John Lennon's brother, Sean Lemons. John Lennon's dumb brother.
You can't even pronounce his own
name. You know, my brother.
You can't even pronounce his own name. He's on Lemons. You're like, what?
Lennon? Lennon? Yeah, Lennon. Lemons. That's what I said.
He calls himself Lemons, man.
What? That's so weird.
Sean Lemons.
He always has three lemons in his cargo pants. Sean Lemons writes, this is a female named Sean Lemons. I shouldn't have said brother. Last month, my boyfriend of a year and a half moved to Michigan for med school related reasons.
Oh, no.
Now, here I am stuck in California, missing him every day. a couple days ago, I told him that I had gotten a Brazilian wax, and he asked me to send him a sexy picture of myself showing off the wax, and so I did. Then the conversation became extremely steamy, and he started describing what he would do to me if he was there. Because he and I were always together, we had sex often and never sexted. So to my surprise, his messages were amazing. I never knew how talented he was in the sexting field, and it turned me on like crazy. You could probably write an erotic novel or something using the messages he sent me.
Screenshot us!
I need to know what's great sexting! Unfortunately for me, I had nothing else to follow up with. All I could say was, oh baby, that would feel good, and I wish I could fuck you right now.
Nice!
Things like that. The best I could do was send him some extremely erotic snap videos of myself. I mean, it worked out in the end because he did come after all. So, because I won't be seeing him for another couple of months, I'm sure the situation will come up again. But my question is, how do I become a better sexter? What do guys like to hear and read when they sext a girl? I don't know if this makes any difference, but he's 31. So how would you do like a girl to sext you? Or am I better off just sticking to sexy videos and pics? Thanks in advance for any help you can offer. Sincerely, Sean Lemons.
You guys.
That's an easy one.
That's a question for you guys. He's like, videos.
Yeah.
Did she need to write anything, or do you think a picture is worth a thousand
words? She did
words?
All the heavy lifting by sending a lot of videos of herself. Like, yeah. That's.
Dudes can't do that.
No, yeah. What's an erotic photo? Is it a dick pic is not that erotic, right?
No.
Even if the guy is hot, is a dick pic hot?
Nope. Literally, nope.
Yeah. No dick, no DP.
No DP in this DM.
I've read that.
Slide out.
Yeah. Sliding out of my DMs immediately.
I would like to see.
Sliding out of your DMs.
All right.
It's so smooth.
Giggity, giggity. I'm
bugging out of here, my man.
Peace out. Ignore me. As soon as you see a text, don't reply. it seems like his job is to write so well that it turns her on.
Yeah, by the way, I want to know what he said because I feel like this girl in any sexting situation I've ever been in, it's just me saying like, oh yeah.
Yeah, you're saying
I feel like you guys are doing very well on both ends. Like,
oh, you think
she's,
so?
She's doing her job, he's doing his.
It worked out really well. Yeah, this is a pretty good problem to have. And the fact that they're in a relationship doing all this sexy stuff.
This isn't a problem. This is just like a shining example.
This is just her bragging.
Yeah.
She just was like, yo, I have lots of sex with my boyfriend when he's in town. And when he's not in town, we still have sex over the phone.
Yeah. And by the way, he's
cool,
in med school. So yeah. He's going to be a doctor.
He's going to save my life someday. Oh, great.
And I sent him erotic snap videos and it got me off.
Who is this sexy like writer dude that's also learning how to be a doctor?
He's a fucking poet.
Jesus Christ, man. A fingersmith.
You know what we can do is try to advise her in a bad way, break them up, and then...
Oh my God.
Ariel can find the dude, one of us can find the babe, and then we'll go off from there. That way it's turning one relationship to two.
So Ariel finds a dude, one of us finds the babe, one of us is just...
It would be me, ideally, because I came up with the idea.
Right. So it sounds like I don't know why I would participate in this.
Well, then at least you have the podcast.
I would have a podcast.
You would take over the podcast, and Jake and Amir. I mean, Jake and Amir.
I'm one of those guys.
No. The girl's name is Jake.
Yeah. Sorry. Was that not clear?
Now he runs off with the other Jake.
Yeah. So it'd be Jake and Jake, me and the doctor.
What's the podcast called?
What about me? The Ariel Show.
And there we go.
And then I just go get a Brazilian.
That's right.
Hi, I'd like a Brazilian.
So if you could email us, really it doesn't have to be specifics, but ideally the entire conversation just so... There's no reason for this guy to hoard up his magical sexting abilities and not help anybody else. If there could be a guide or something, I'm sure we'd link to it, and then his words can help out thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably write an erotic novel.
Huge bug.
Yeah, bug's dead out there.
All right, yeah. This was an easy one, I guess.
Because you guys are doing great. Congrats.
Yeah, keep it up.
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Congrats on med school.
Let's,
yeah, man, what a fucking...
What a legend.
Go get him, dude.
Let's take a break.
Absolutely epic, mate.
We'll, Jake and I will thank a few sponsors, and we'll be right back with more Ariel after this. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's more fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back.
Woo!
Ariel, what are you busy with nowadays? What takes up the most time? Make a pie chart of your life. What's the biggest slice?
Dance.
Making pie charts, I guess. I don't really know where to start.
Wait, is that a serious question?
Dance?
Yeah.
Free time?
Do you really dance a lot?
I love dancing.
Really? Do you ever go out and dance?
I do.
Would love an Evite.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We like to dance too.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Holy shit, a Monday night dance sesh?
Is that
Let's
crazy?
Go.
Where would people go on a Monday to dance?
Wherever.
That's awesome.
I know. I mean,
that's why I suggested it.
Seriously, I have nothing to do.
We do actually like going out and dancing.
That's all I want to do. I don't ever want to go out and talk to people. All I want to do is go out and like not
talking to people is the fucking worst.
Yes.
It's the hardest part.
All I want to do is go and like put like horse blinders on and dance.
Dance to the music.
Dance to the music.
When we discovered dancing bars, maybe let's say 3 years ago, it sort of ruined other bars for us because when you go to another bar, it sounds like there's just like something missing.
Right. We're also friends with a lot of like comedy writers who don't like dancing as much as us.
That's
and
true.
And they hate, like Ben hates coming to bars with us. He won't do it.
Yeah, because it's just loud. And if you don't really love dancing or getting kind of drunk.
He likes dancing.
He
is good at it.
He is good at it.
He's good
like
at dancing.
More?
I think we, yeah, that's like we try to do it. We go out dancing like two nights every weekend.
Oh my God. Where's my invite?
Have you ever been to like dance parties? Like, have you ever been to Booty LA?
No. What is Booty LA?
I feel like you're part of, you can show us all the West Side dance spots. We can expose you to the
what
East Side.
What kind of stuff
world.
Do you dance to? Do you dance to hip hop?
Anything.
All right, cool.
Like if it's 80s music, hip hop, I like to like, what's that? Like, just like freaking whine it.
Oh, yeah. Popping and locking.
I like to pop and lock. I like to dutty whine.
I'm more at Jamaican dance halls these days.
That's another slap in the face. Straight up, Jamaican dance hall is like the shit.
Have you ever been to Break Room 86? That's 80s dancing.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we've ever been there at the same time. Probably not.
I've only been there once, so it would have been one in a million.
No, because we're there literally all the time, so,
yeah, so one
we
in
would
a
have
million.
Seen you there.
Okay, gotcha.
What else that do you do other sense. Than dance?
But I did like pulling at that thread.
Yeah.
I write.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just finishing writing a pilot.
Hello.
So I'm
a
finished.
Television show.
A television show.
A telenovela.
Mm-hmm.
A 60-minute docudrama, would you say?
No,
a 30 for 30.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what sport is it about?
God, you just had these questions pre-prepared. You didn't care what it
was. Sorry,
answers
I thought I was interviewing Bill Simmons. I have not edited the question at all. You don't want to say what the pilot's about. You don't have to say.
It's
You don't have to say.
Yeah.
You don't have to say. You're writing a TV show.
Everything
I'm writing a TV show, and it's very on, like, it's just, like, me. Like, if I was a TV show, it basically...
It's about dancing.
It's all about dancing to...
It's dancing with the stars.
Jamaican.
That's perfect.
Music.
But
dancing with the stars.
So writing, dancing, these are all the hyphenates.
Yeah.
Human, writer, dancer, actor. Acting. I saw a MasterCard commercial you were in.
Hell yeah.
On your Instagram.
How good is that shit?
You don't give a fuck.
I don't give two fucks.
That's awesome.
I give three, though.
Whoa, three fucks
I give
one
a three
shit.
Fucks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would love to be in your next spot.
Okay.
How do you...
What?
This is crazy.
I just want in.
That was such an audacious question. I can't believe
I'd love to be
it.
In your next commercial.
Yeah. Just next
for
time
sure.
you're
next time you get a
dude,
cool opportunity,
in.
Think of old Blooms.
I'd like to be involved in some monetary way, shape, or form.
So selfish.
Specifically shape.
I am not kidding. We could do a commercial.
Really?
I could EP.
We should do a commercial for your...
Podcast.
For your podcast.
Well, technically, this is a commercial for our podcast.
Actually, technically, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Huh? What am I talking about right now? Future podcaster, can we give you a show?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. What would the show be?
The Vandenberg Show.
The AV Club.
The Vanden Show?
No, that's already taken.
Oh, that's...
Oh.
The AV something is pretty cool, though. Yeah. But you might as well say Ariel's whole name.
Yeah.
Well... AV is what, like, everyone calls me.
Oh, really?
People call me Vandenberg.
Vandenberg is good.
And, like, all my agents call me AV because I don't think they know my full name.
What about the Vandenberg disaster?
I'm in.
That's a poetic name.
Yeah, and, like, when it starts, it's just like...
Oh, and then you go, like, oh, the hilarity. Hi, I'm Ariel Vandenberg, and we're here to talk about famous tragedies throughout history.
Oh, my God. Wait, you guys. I'm so down. Also, there was a tragedy today.
What? Oh, the Gene Wilder passing.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you for bringing that up.
I'm sorry, but he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, he was one of the few that can be like funny, but also in a very dark, serious way.
In such a mysterious way.
Totally. And I feel like that wasn't an act. Like, he was actually that kind of person.
Yeah, brooding and hilarious.
He's a genius.
What's your favorite Gene Wilder movie?
Oh my God, Young Frankenstein, doi.
I've never seen it.
No way.
That's true. Mel Brooks is kind of a hole in my comedy knowledge.
Oh, get on that shit. Marty Feldman is the jam.
Well, you're a real comedy nerd, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
But for real, you need to see that movie. It's the, like, most genius movie ever. Every piece of it. I still watch it today and I feel like I find something new about it and I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing. Wow. Like I get more and more into it every time I watch it.
Although, is it black and white?
It's
hard pass.
Jesus.
What?
I think that's a nice way to honor somebody that, that dies. You watch some of their best work.
That's true. Okay, why don't we stop recording and then we can
well,
watch.
Let's do it after the show.
Okay, after the that's right. Yeah. That's even better. That
let's
way we
watch
get
it while we're recording.
Oh, so it's on in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll occasionally chime in.
All right. This is
if necessary.
No, you that's guys, a great idea.
You guys just had a show.
The Vandenberg Disaster?
Yeah, you're the co-host.
Ariel Bloom. Yeah.
We exhale so much we die. What's the opposite of breathing in? So that's great. Writer, dancer, future podcaster, actor, creator. You're just...
Home wrecker.
Ooh.
JK.
Homeowner.
I am a homeowner.
That's even better.
Namaste, girl.
Yeah, that way you own okay, a slice of the America. Oh. Sorry about that. Jake sometimes gets like kind of down to earth like that. Yeah. And I really don't like it
down
either.
Down to earth.
Jake's like, yeah, he sometimes gets all yoga'd out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What's your number one source of exercise? Last question.
SoulCycle and dance. I'm not even
good.
Kidding you. Okay. The last time, I don't even know the last time I wore a dress or a skirt because I dress because I know I'm going to like end up dancing during the day. So I have to always wear pants or else.
You can't dance in a dress?
No.
You have to dance
no,
in pants.
I dance like dancing a psychopath. I dance like a psychopath.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So like I like kick my legs up. I like dance around. And so I always feel like I have to be very comfortable so I can dance.
It's kind of like Mary Catherine Gallagher. Oh, no, the Elaine Benes meets sort of olive oil. A lot of like the car
very
wash
olive
guy.
Oil.
Yeah.
Car wash. Inflatable man.
Yeah, car wash inflatable man.
Yeah. We're doing the movements.
just so you can't
We're
tell.
Just waving our arms around.
I'm doing
flailing.
A one-person wave.
Check out this trick that I just perfected.
What's that?
Bounce the phone on the couch right onto this, right onto my thigh.
It's what a, now that you said it.
Oh.
That was so cool. I'm not kidding.
This is awful radio.
Yeah, everybody wishes they could do it.
Of course,
seamless.
It's barely good video,
it's
which makes it terrible
even
for audio.
Radio.
The funny thing is that, that's pretty good. There you go.
Shit, try and bounce it so it lands as really high.
I like to imagine somebody at the gym on a treadmill.
Right into your teeth. Oh, I think I got it.
Oh, fucking nailed it, dude.
I'm really surprised it worked that time. Anyway,
did you have anything you wanted to like plug? Something that like people can like? What's the number one way for people to reach your shit? Is it your Snapchat?
Yeah, because I think like that's where I like. It's I'm always on it, so yeah. There's always something to like watch on Snapchat or like now that Instagram has stories, I'm like trying to make more Instagram stories. But I love Instagram. I love Snapchat.
So what's your name on Instagram?
Ariel.
And what's your name on Snapchat?
The Ariel.
And what's your, you just add a the every time. And on Twitter, the Ariel.
It's the Ariel the. No, I'm kidding. So yeah, Twitter and Instagram is Ariel.
Nailed
it. Just
it.
My first name. And then the Ariel is Snapchat.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Don't you know anybody at Snapchat that can hook you up with that full at Ariel brand?
Oi, right?
Tell me about it.
I know. Come on, Snapchat.
How popular do you have to be to get some love around here? I mean, Christ. You should just start
what am
to stop
I,
snapping.
Chopped liver?
Yeah, thank you.
Seriously. Next question comes from liver.
Liver lemons.
Liver lemons.
We do have another question. Do you want to answer?
Yeah.
All right. We need another, as it turns out, girl's name.
Chelsea Handler.
Do you know Chelsea Handler?
What?
Do you know Chelsea's handler?
It's handler?
Do you know Chelsea Handler's handler?
No.
Okay. Cool. Just wondering. I want an in with her handler is all.
Oh. Oh, I see what you're asking me now.
Yeah.
I was confused. I do know her.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, and this is her question, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Chelsea Handler's handler.
If anybody asks, this is not a 22-year-old from London. This is actually Chelsea Handler writing. Here's my situation. There's this guy, of course. Let's call him Crumpet.
Oh.
And we've been dating for about 5 years.
Crumpet?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just name him or did she name him?
She named him Crumpet.
That is hilarious.
Thank you.
Crumpet.
For 4 of those years, I was dating someone else. I'm 22
now. Biscuit.
They've been friends for 5 years.
Yeah, she's friends with Crumpet for 5 years.
Okay.
And
friends.
For 4 of those years, she was dating somebody else.
Biscuit.
Biscuit, let's call him. Bicky. And although through this time, Crumpet made it abundantly clear that he liked me. And although he is one of the best people, I wasn't ready to be in a proper relationship with somebody I liked because I was scared of being rejected, LOL. Here's where shit hits the fan.
Laugh
2 months ago, I got out of my 4-year relationship with Biscuit when I was done kidding myself. I was honest with Crumpet, and I said I liked him back, but it hadn't been good timing. He asked me out, and we went on 3 dates. I had a great time. He said he did too. Date number 4, I go back to his place. We fool around. And then 1 week later, I get the let's just be friends text. Oh man, I could have hit the roof. He said that he never wanted to date me. He fancied me, but he didn't like me. And he just wanted to go there because I'm hot.
What?
Like, I'm fine with being told that by a random person I don't care about seeing again. But a good friend of 5 years? Am I being crazy here? Did I read this so wrong? Was he within his rights to say that? I'm cool with just being friends, but there's no spark. If there's no spark, but there's been 5 years of spark and tension and all that. He should have just told me he wasn't interested before dating me 4 times and bringing me back to his place. Right? Is this some kind of revenge for making him wait? Did he seriously invest 5 years to fucking Chuck? I feel like I have no idea what the hell prompted this meanness. It flies in the face of everything I knew about him. He wants to just be friends, and I think I do too, but I don't even know how to A, get over Crumpet, and B, understand what the fuck just happened.
Are you crying?
What would you do if you were me? Send a snotty message and say, see ya, ask to talk, and try to figure out what happened, or just cut one of my best friends out of my life forever.
Thanks.
Cheers, pals.
Multiple choice.
any insight you can provide into the male psyche would be very appreciated. Love, Chelsea Handlers.
So the question is, should she have long distance sex? No.
Is that what you read? Is that what you read into?
No, I'm kidding.
You were also shocked when I said the let's just be friends text.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
The very first sentence, was it that he said he loved her before or something?
He like basically had a crush on this girl that's been in a relationship for 4 years.
He's been
pining
after her.
And then once she was free,
they went on 4 dates.
They went on 4 dates, and he was like,
"Never mind.
Just kidding.
I just wanted to hook up.
I want to be friends with you." And blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I got the hookup out of the way, out of my system, as it were.
Well,
that is insane.
Is it a dick move?
I think
No, it's just bad timing, like she said. That's legit just bad timing.
But the fact that he said, let's just be friends after 5 years of obsessing over her and then finally going out with her, and then he did, and then he's like, actually, let's just be friends. Is that a dick move?
Like any of those like teen movies where like they wait and they're like, oh, this was the right person all along. You were right under my nose. Then they fuck. They're like, actually.
Never mind.
Well, got that out of my system.
I feel like that is way more common than the actual... like
storybook ending. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Like the second you kiss someone, you know if you're like gonna hang out with them again.
Right.
I do.
That's the magic. Oh, so like usually I make snap judgments right away, I know, but you're saying you don't know until the kiss happens.
No. I'm saying like if I'm beyond the point of liking someone,
yeah,
that like if I'm like, oh, I like this person, here we go. The next thing is to kiss them. And then you're like, if the kiss is bad, then you're like, well, I gotta go.
Wow, bad kiss. Wow. I never thought about a bad kiss. I'm always so concerned about other stuff during that moment.
Well, it's not like, I just think that it's really important because you know.
That's the chemistry, the electricity.
Yeah, there's like, you already like each other. And actually, here's the thing.
Okay.
No. Okay, I'm wrong. Okay. I lied. Here's where it goes.
That was not the thing.
That's not the thing at all. No, but if you, okay. Oh,
it's
God.
Like that song, if you wanna know if he loves you so it's in his kiss.
That's where it is.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be shy.
That is a different song, you idiot.
I did just spill water on myself, so I feel pretty dumb right now.
I feel pretty dumb right now.
It's to put you in the
character. I can't handle being called an idiot right now.
You feel like you're under the sea?
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
But there is a lot in a kiss.
There is, but that's not what I meant. I meant like, so, okay, for this situation,
mm-hmm.
I think like a girl, okay.
Think. This is good.
I need to go back. Rewind. We need to go back in time. Here we go. Okay, hi, I'm Arielle Vandenberg.
Welcome
follow
to the podcast.
Me on Snapchat.
Sorry, I was just thinking about how to plug myself. Anyway, it's the Arielle on Snapchat.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. It's not in his kiss.
It has nothing follow to do with kissing.
Also, chemistry, you know in a second.
No. Okay. So, like, if I, like a guy and there's like an initial like thing where I'm like, oh, this guy's like really cool and like fun to talk to.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope he's a good kisser.
Got
because
it.
That's when like it's gonna be perfect. Because if he's not, then you're like, well, shit. So
kiss more than sex.
Yeah.
So okay. So like I hope he's a good kisser is what you think, not
because
I hope
he's if you already like him, that means that he's gonna be a good kisser
mm-hmm.
because you like him.
Oh.
And then if he's a good kisser, then he's automatically going to be good at doing other stuff.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know. So it's like you should practice your kissing as much as you could your other stuff.
Well, I think it, like, liking someone in the very beginning is the reason why anything's good after liking someone.
Right. It's all subjective. Anybody can be a good or a bad kisser depending on who you're kissing.
Exactly.
Have you ever had a great date and a bad kiss?
Yup.
And that just like, oh, no.
Yeah. But I mean, I still hung out with him because he was, like, so nice and great. But it just, like, it, like, wasn't there. Like, the whole package wasn't there.
I feel bad because you're talking about Jake, but, like, what about the kiss?
I thought it was there.
When he was there.
Package was whole, for sure.
And he was swole.
It just, like, I don't know, it made me think differently for, you know?
Too sloppy, too dry, too open, too closed?
It was, like, too aggressive.
Mm.
Yeah, I was like, yo, bro, you don't know me yet.
Me?
Like that.
Who, me?
Too aggressive?
Get back.
You don't know me like that?
Yeah.
They don't love you like I love you.
Nope.
Okay.
Can I say something? Y'all were talking for about 3 minutes.
I got theories on kissing and chemistry, too.
I feel like we're not answering this poor girl's question.
No, I want to know the chemistry kissing theories.
Oh, no, I don't actually have one. Okay. I think anybody I kiss... Oh, I think that I don't need to feel chemistry to have sex with somebody. I could...
Oh, you could have
I could get over that hump pretty easily.
Well, that's because you're a dude.
Yeah, but like, that's so sometimes sex is good and sometimes it's less good. But there's never anything was like, oh, I kissed somebody and I didn't feel anything. I always feel something.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's always great.
Yes, but when you really, really like, it can make you really like someone or it could be like, eh.
Oh, yeah, I'm 100%. I completely agree with you. If you kiss somebody that you are, like have a huge crush on and you're falling in love with, there's
you're
no better feeling in the
for.
World. But I also think that I've kissed ugly strangers who I didn't respect and been like, that's dope, too.
Yeah.
I kissed ugly strangers.
Yeah.
And that's dope.
See, like, I don't...
Put that on my fucking tombstone.
Yeah.
I've kissed ugly strangers. The two worst things you can be.
Ugly? Oh,
and
God.
A stranger.
So, but here's... I'll say this about this girl and this guy's situation. He's within his rights to, you know, to hook up and say that he's not feeling it. Because, like, maybe
totally.
Maybe he had a real, maybe, like, that, for 5 full years, he'd been, like, looking forward to this thing. And maybe he built it up too much and it wasn't all he was hoping for. And now he's not into it anymore.
Yeah. Maybe he did it
pretty,
in a non,
it's,
he did it in a too cold way.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like a dick, but I don't think anything he did was illegal. So
I don't think that's a dick move, though.
You do or do not?
I don't.
You don't think it's a dick move?
No, because, like whatever happened in 5 years, you change so much. So, like, the second this person's, like, out of a relationship, like, I mean, it's, I don't think that she was like, should I say see ya or should I still be friends with him?
Yeah.
I say you still be friends with him because you never know what the future holds for you two anyways.
Mm.
Like, it could be sparks could happen again.
Sparks could fly.
And hopefully it's not when you're back in a 4-year relationship. But if it is, then you know.
But what about the fact that he's like, he just wanted to go there because I'm hot? That's a mean thing to say, right?
Wait, yeah, that is mean.
I
didn't even remember that part.
He could have handled it a little bit better.
He was very, like, cold. It seemed like he fancied me but didn't like me. He just wanted to go there because I'm hot.
For 4 years, guy, I mean, actually, Yeah, that's probably a bad
if he's
mom.
Like crushing on somebody for 4 years, she's finally single, gives him a chance, he hooks up with her, and he's like, damn, I only wanted that because you were
hot.
I mean, that's such a crazy amount of time and effort to put into.
Yeah, he honestly probably maybe felt rejected for so long that he wanted to reject
right.
himself.
Yeah, she did suggest that, right? She
that
said
was
maybe
one of her theories.
Revenge.
Yeah.
I wonder if
revenge.
He like got, he was like, well, I got what I needed, but he actually is really in love with her. Shit, guys.
You're such a romantic.
I really am.
I think this is the real takeaway. She's been in a relationship for 4 years or 5 years or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Now she's single. She should go out and be single and not like try to jump right into like this guy doesn't deserve this amount of scrutiny and trying to figure out what's going on.
So like, don't send him a snotty message. Don't get back together with him. The middle of the road is you don't have to be with him, but you can still be friends
with
him.
Yeah, fuck it. He was like little bit of a dick, so you don't have to date him. But maybe, and there are other people out there.
Yeah. All right. That's that.
Namaste.
Nice, dude.
Okay. Anyways. Jesus.
My favorite subplot of this episode is that Ariel hates when you say namaste.
Put your hands to heart center and open up your soul to the universe.
Mother of God.
Let's go through your shavasana.
Oh, you know more of those words? Oh, I'm done with you.
The chemistry is palpable,
baby. Sun salutation.
Jake is doing a downward dog right now.
Oh,
is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for coming on our show. Didn't it just fly by?
That's it?
Yeah.
We only talked to three girls.
I know, a little under an hour. That's why you have to come back. Or you can listen to Arielle on her upcoming Vandenberg disaster.
I'm not coming back. It's too fucking short.
This was too short. I'm mad about it.
You always have to leave them wanting more. You can't give them too much. Remember that when you start your own show.
That's my problem.
Oh, you always...
I always go above and beyond.
I like, always leave them wanting less.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? I could do with a little bit less.
Let's say 10% off, like an Ariel sale.
So make sure you guys listen to my four-hour podcast.
It's starting now and never ends. It'll never come out because I'm always going to be
the
recording
podcast
it.
And a live
stream. I bugged
stream.
My room. I bugged my car.
Your Truman showing.
It's just a live feed straight to my bathroom.
That's actually...
Not
where we're
idea.
Trending as a society. Not a bad idea.
True.
Once again, Ariel's on Instagram, Ariel, Snapchat, the Ariel, Twitter, Ariel.
Yeah.
You can find her online wherever DVDs are sold.
Thanks. You are at Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. That was so fun.
I agree.
For real.
This opening theme song was written by Amir, as I said before. The closing one is a Gnarls Barkley parody by Sheldon.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to anybody that's written in. If you have your own theme songs or questions, the email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And we'll be back next Monday with an all-new episode.
See you guys there.
See you guys there. You're stepping on my tagline. See you guys there. That's what I say at the... God damn it.
You do not say see you guys there.
I remember when I seized that cheese. There was something so pleasant about me. Had an echo in Raven's Nest. And when you're out there without a kid, yeah, I was in a Starbucks. But it wasn't because I tried to kill myself. I wanted to listen to these two Jews. If I Were You podcast with Jake and Amir. To the show at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Yeah.
That was a HeadGum podcast.